Channel 2 right, beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72. Channel 2 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72. Channel 2 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72. Channel 2 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72.
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, I couldn't get out of this air. I tell you.
No, it's too bad to get out with the 2 feet. It's just too bad out there anyway. Damp and cool.
And somehow or another, this tooth doesn't like to get cool.
Nah.
It doesn't like to get cool. This tooth
like me. I don't like to get cold myself.
Seems like if the air gets up there.
Mm-hmm. Is it to the top?
It's the one that hurts right now is right here. I have one over here too that mm-hmm. hurts. But he seemed to help that one. But this one, if the air gets to it. Now, what do you think I ought to do? Just stay out of this air.
Yes, sir.
I've been to that dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to him 2 or 3 times.
That's what I know. Well, now when you got to go back?
Next week.
If it get along as well as it is.
I can't just sit in the house.
Yes, you can if you have it to do.
Well, I don't want to.
No. Nobody do. I don't. Been there a little while sometimes.
Well, I wouldn't think it is cool outside this morning.
Pretty cool out there. I reckon it wouldn't be if it wasn't so foggy and damp.
Well, it looks like even when I keep my mouth closed.
Mm-hmm. It don't hurt.
Not as much, but it does when it hits it up here. Seems like it hurts up here.
Mm-hmm.
Way up here.
So you have to go back next week. See how is it to get home.
Wednesday afternoon, not morning.
Mm-hmm.
Said I didn't want any more of these Wednesday morning appointments.
Oh. It looked like you have more time in the afternoon.
Well, we have our visit Wednesday morning.
Yeah. If he don't have to have you.
Yeah. Have to go when the doctor says.
That's right.
You put hot claws on your toothache. You put hot towel.
Yes, but that was after he done pulled it. He had pulled. He told me to do that to draw the soreness out and that cold blood that was in. I stayed there a half a day working with it. That next morning, it felt better. It was sore, but it wasn't so painful. And then that next night, I slept good. It didn't bother me.
I guess you did. You hadn't been sleeping.
No, in a week. I just looked like dozed off from that thing that shoot through there. And I said, wide awake, then. That toothache is a mess. And a misery.
Well, you did some things for it before you went to the dentist.
Yes, ma'am. I did some things for it. I tried to keep from going. But I ended up there. This is good coffee.
You, tried hot claws, or you took aspirin or something?
Yeah, I took aspirin. And I was just basic like that. Cold hot claws to it. He keeps his coffee back there.
He keeps his coffee all over the place.
Not when I was growing up, but after I grew up, I had it.
Just once.
I had it till I had them all out. You know, I had grown up. I had all my children. I had my family.
Yeah.
Before I had any trouble with it.
But back before, when you were growing up.
Me?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I didn't have to see.
And your folks didn't either?
No, sir. And they never did, my folks. I'm the only one that had tooth trouble.
Yeah.
Your mama?
The only one?
None of my folks that I can remember ever had any trouble with their teeth. When my mother died, I guess she was closer to 100 than she was anything else. We don't rightly know just how old she was. But she had all of her teeth.
Yeah.
So she had all her teeth.
Why, you never told me about that. I didn't know she was that long lived.
Who?
Miss Lula?
My mother said you didn't know her.
No.
Oh, you know she had to be old. All her children grown in age. Her grandchildren growed up.
Think about it being that.
My mother was old. We just didn't know exactly how old she was. We don't know. Because she didn't know.
They didn't used to keep track of those things
no,
so much.
Tell me to put Reverend Taylor in the hospital sometime this week. I don't know just what day.
sorry to hear that.
But the poor man's been suffering so long, Mr. Mark. He stayed there and wore his family out, his wife. I don't know how they ever got him there. He was so contrary, not safe. No, his wife wasn't a great big woman.
Yes.
She's a woman. She said sometimes he just wore her so bad, she'd just go out on the back and sit out there by herself. I didn't see the children, boy. They'd come to see about him when he knocked off. His granddaughter, she'd come some evening after she'd get off. See, she'd teach school. When she could get off, she'd roll him. See, he'd sometimes. She'd stay till end of night. Go back to St. Augustine. Sometime her husband was with her, and sometime he wasn't. But she come to see about her granddad.
Now, which one is that? Which one is that?
Who?
What's her name?
You see, Gracie, that's his granddaughter. She lives in St. Augustine.
Yeah. And that's her little 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's him. She couldn't get him over there. She was scared.
Yeah.
She tried to keep him, but she said one day she heard him hollering and crying and hollering out there in the yard. And so she asked him.
Yeah. She asked him?
Asked him what was the matter with him. Said she, he told her, said, I don't want to stay here. I don't like nobody over here. I don't like this place, and I don't like nobody in it. And I'm going home. And she said she got scared he might try to run away and come back over here and get lost. So she brought him on back. I said, well, Grace, I think that's the best thing you could have done. As devilish as he is, he would.
Well, you know, that's not very, that's pretty young, but it's old enough to be mean if they want to be. Yes, sir.
She wondered him to be raised up with the others. She wanted them raised up together. But he was born over here and he'd been here a long time before she married and before them children's gone. Why, they don't seem like they much kin to him.
Oh, really?
I don't believe. He go over there to see her if they're going. But he don't worry about if they none of them going.
That's better.
He called this home, and this where he wants to be.
Well, now, is he any help around the house?
No, I think, really, his grandma,
yeah.
I think she can get somebody.
Yeah.
But, Sister Till and Reverend Till, they couldn't get nothing out. They couldn't get nothing out of him. What trouble. And he would tell them to the face he wasn't going to do.
Yeah.
But now Willie, she could get somebody. And she could pick it.
I wish I knew Willie. I don't recognize her.
Willie?
Yes.
Hmm.
I've heard you all talk about her a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was J.C.'s wife. One time, you remember J.C., don't you? You don't remember J.C.?
I'm going to have to go over to church with you all and get acquainted with some of these people. You see, I know them, but I don't place them quiet.
That's right.
I bet I've talked to all of these people we've talked about. And I don't, I don't see them enough to quite.
And I see the Reverend Teal. He got three goods. One in Atlanta. One up there by the church.
Yeah.
And one round at where he stayed. Now his wife, she got two.
Uh-huh.
One in Fort Myers and one round there. They don't have no boys. They ain't had no boys. But them, now this girl up there with the church, that's Taylor's first wife, child. This in Atlanta is the sister to this one up there at the church. And Willie, she don't have a whole sister.
No.
That's just his and hers.
So she the youngest one?
Yeah, she the youngest one. She's the baby of them all.
Is she easy to get along with?
Hmm?
Is it easy to get along with her?
Well, I guess so. I ain't never had no dealings with them.
Yeah.
I know that when she was growing up. Well, you see, Sis Taylor had two children by her first husband. One of them died and that left one. Well, Taylor had some of his sister's children growing up there together.
Oh.
Didn't get along like they should. But they made it somewhere in there till they all got grown and got out.
Yeah.
All his boys, the boys he had, they left before they got grown. He Taylor's kind of rough on them.
He rough on the boys?
We're rough on all of them. Boys, girls, women and all. The woman, that's his wife. You see, when him and her first married, I didn't know him. But I just hear him talking about it, you see. You see, her mother was living, I think, so she took her first husband's children and she kept them till she died. Then, Lou's brother wanted them. And he kept them a while, and then his wife told him, says, they're not mine, and I don't feel like I'm responsible for them. I'm not going to take care of them no longer. You have to give them to their mother. So he did. So then they were living right around there where they're living when she went and got them. Yeah, that kind of made it bad for her. And she had to take them children. But if I had children, and a man married me, of course I'd find out some of these things before I married. Of course, if he didn't want me, he don't want my, didn't want my children, he don't want me. And they helpless. I'm all they got to count on. So if you don't want my children, I can do without you. But she took them there. She didn't have nowhere to put them. Look, they are smart. All of them smart. They don't mind working. Now, Eunice, she does hair. I think Carabelle do hair. Willie, she works at the medical center. She got a good job. His granddaughter, Gracie, she teaches school. So, you don't have no boy, but them girls takes pretty good care of them. They try to see what they need of what they want, and they get it. As I tell them, when you're raising boys, you ain't raising them for you. Because somebody, my boy right up there at Kirkwood, I haven't seen him, and I don't know when.
Yeah. Willie don't have any other family except this little boy?
Mm-mm. That's all she got. Well, you see, her and JC children grown.
Yeah.
See, Grace is gone, got her family. His boy, just some hustle living, he got his family. And they got one day. You know, Bill. Town they buried out there last year. You see, that was their baby. That was JC and Willie's baby. So the oldest boy, I reckon he guess around Gainesville somewhere, I don't know. He married and they got one child, him and his wife, JC, and his wife keeps the baby the most of the time. Well, and his wife, they don't get along so well. They're separated by as much as they did together.
JC?
No, JC's son.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
So somebody told me that he had quit his wife because she quit him once. And he was staying down here by his mom.
And Preacher Taylor was, he had a whole nest of them, didn't he?
Yes, sir. He had a bunch of them. He had three or four of his sister's children growed up there with him. As they got grown, they got out for the theft.
He was
right there.
He was right strict with them.
Oh, he was. He was too strict for him to live like he did. You know, I think if you're going to be strict, I think you ought to first straighten up yourself and then straighten me.
Yeah, and it don't always happen that way.
No, it don't happen that way. It mostly wants you to be straight as a pin, they're as crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. They ain't.
Well, Preacher Taylor had so many people watching him, I don't know how he'd expect to get.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad they got him in the hospital. That'll rest his wife some. He wouldn't do nothing she asked him to do. He didn't want. He's just like mine.
Yeah.
Just like mine. Aggravate the life out of you when you're trying to hit.
But Granddaddy never talked sassy.
I don't know if he talked sassy to me if I try to get him do anything. He never bothered nobody.
No. Well, but Preacher Taylor.
They see Taylor, he thinks he knows everything. Yeah. You see, he have children to come in and try to tell him what to do. That keep him talking and fussing. So when they ain't there, if she asked him to do something, well, he fussed with her and his wife.
Yeah.
But she had gone out. She said, leave him. And I said, really? She'll argue with him.
Will she?
Right down to the root. You just ain't going to do so and so. You ain't no business doing it, and I ain't going to let you do it. Well, now his own. And she said that, he's ready. And no, he ain't got no business doing it. But now his other daughter, she's not like that. She's kind of like to still let him have his way. Whatever he say, she agreed to.
Yeah.
If it ain't so bad, but Willie won't. Never would.
She stand up to him.
That's right.
And then he gets to popping.
Mm-hmm. If she get on out of his way, if he look like you know he don't mind fighting, and he ain't able to fight now.
But he
talk about it. He really say. He tickles her sometimes and makes her kind of peeved with him. And you tell him, if you go on away from me, don't you say nothing to me. I'll get my stick and I'll beat the devil out of you. So she tell himself, you can't beat nobody. Well, then he starts scuffling, trying to get to his stick. She's going on out the door and leaving there scuffling.
He's on his way.
Oh, yeah, he's right.
And she wouldn't have done that back a few years ago.
No. But she just like him, Mr. Miles. She just like him. She got ways just like him. Thinks she knows everything. Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wondered. And it may be that little 10-year-old takes after her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Some of it he do.
It comes right straight down to him from Reverend Taylor.
You see, some of it's blood and then some of it's misdoing your duty.
Yeah.
Want him, whatever he wants, he has it. He said things in no business sense. Well, it's funny.
Yeah.
He's laughing, talk about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, that makes it bad.
Yeah. That just eggs him on.
But he didn't bother me. Because I don't bother him. Mm-mm. I've seen up at church sometimes. He just walking all over the church and talking. He come on and said, Pardon me, is it something? I said, you know what? I said, I wish I had you to my house 2 days. I said, you'd have more sense and manners than you got. So big boy left, you know, just walking and keeping up fuss and going on, folks trying to have service. Oh, yeah, they laughing at his granddaddy, too. He laughed at him. Had him all up in the pulpit where he was. And, oh, I don't know what you're going to ever do with him.
Oh, you mean he done that way in church?
In church. And nobody said quit. I tell you, he do what he please. That's one thing wrong with him. And they had him ever since he was a baby. Well, and he got so unruly. Well, then Willie called herself gonna take him over. Well, she did, I guess. I know his grandma said, his tailor say that she told Willie that Gracie was going to have to take him, because I can't take care of him. I can't have him. Get the gun and draw it on the tail. Ask him, you don't believe I shoot you? So says Taylor says, he told her, Taylor says, now, you ought to get them children to put that gun where he can't get it. I said, because he might shoot your favorite ear. I said, as soon as he get ready, I'm going to blow his brains out.
You told Sister Taylor that?
Mm-hmm. But that's what you get when you don't chastise your child. You don't tell him it's wrong to do this and do that. Everything you do is funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Reverend Taylor chastised his children.
He sure did. But he didn't chastise his boy.
Oh. But his children done all right?
That's right. But he sure chastised his.
He didn't let them misbehave in church.
Hmm?
He didn't let them
no,
prance around in church.
No, sir. At home, if he was talking, they was quiet. Either outside. And in church, they knowed how to sit in church and be quiet. Walking around there. But that boy, he did. He's doing something up there at the church one day. His people say, he sure is bad. I said, he sure is. I said, it's funny to y'all now. I said, but it won't be funny years to come about what he do. I said, you know, if he was mine and my kid, before I let him come black out, I'd get all the black off him. It wouldn't be nothing but red. And that's one thing I ain't say about my children ain't ever give me no trouble.
Yeah.
I raised them all up right here, and what little stooling I was able to give them, they got it right here.
But you had something waiting for them when they got back from school.
Hmm? Yes, now this time of year, I have, I know all school children is hungry when they come home. Mine always was. Now this time of year, I bake sweet potatoes tonight. And they come, they get them a sweet potato, get them a sandwich, and go to their job. They have things to do at home. They didn't all around old folks' places.
Yeah.
I tell them now, when you come this evening, you do so and so and so. You do so and so. Well, I didn't have to be there for him to do it. I could tell him, and I'd go on the way, go on the field. When I come, it was done. If it wasn't done, they were doing on it. But children don't have nothing to do.
Well, now, but other people didn't make that children do what yours did.
No, but they stayed home or stayed somewhere there. I tell them, when I ain't there, I don't want nobody's children to my house but mine. And then I'll know who's done that and who done that. A whole bunch of children get together. You don't know who to blame for it.
Yeah.
You keep your own home. I don't mind them coming when I'm home. I said, but I don't want nobody's children mixed up with mine when I ain't there.
Yeah.
Let them stay by there.
Well, even so, just it's been mighty easy for yours just to slip out over there with them others.
Oh, yeah, it could have been mighty easy. But they were scared to trust. Just take a chance on it.
Yeah.
And they stayed home, and the other folks kept their children home.
Oh, did they?
Yes, sir. I didn't have no trouble with nobody's children. Because, you see, I tell the parents, I don't want your children to my house when I'm not there. Then if anything be done, I'll know who done it. You keep yours home, and I'll keep mine home.
And they seem like you did.
That's right. I ain't had no trouble with them. I wouldn't be bothered with children like Darcy is. Now, she was everything. And I see, since David ain't there, they'll come, a bunch of boys, they'll come, the family's home. They come, the family ain't there, they come. Well, they go right on in the house and do whatever they want to do. In there, they'll play around out there in the yard as long as you want. Find it, they'll leave. And I didn't have no stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
I ain't have no stuff like that. And I leave home. I shut my door. I tell my children where the key is. And they got up, you know, going up to go to school. Yeah. You see, that's something else I wouldn't have never thought about doing. Letting my children leave me and go to stay with somebody else. For them to wait on them when it's my business to do it.
That's one thing you didn't have to put up with.
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, now, these children don't get into trouble.
No, they don't get into nothing. If they do, I don't know. I don't hear it won't be anything.
They don't cause the law. The law don't have to get after them.
No, sir. If anybody get after them, yeah, Elizabeth will get after David, and Benjamin, he'll get after Calvin. of his kind of child, and all of them. He can do more with him than his mom and dad have put together. If he tell them to do anything, they gonna be fine doing on it. Of course, they know he'll get him a limb and get right on him. Right out there in the middle of the road, middle of the yard, anywhere. Because he don't, it don't matter.
And won't wait till tomorrow to do it.
That's right. Well, Doris and Buddy, they don't hoop them for nothing. They don't even chastise. Now, I asked her something the other day, but David, you know, David's been pretty sick. He had that flu. And it was a funny kind. He had a misery in his back and a misery in his head.
Hmm.
And Lord did tell me what the doctor said was, what kind it was. So he stayed out of school the biggest part of last week.
Oh.
Going to the doctor. And I, he was up at Elizabeth. Elizabeth had to wait on him. Take care of him. Well, someday he stayed home by his death till Elizabeth come. Taking his own medicine. Some days his mom didn't see him. Didn't hear from him. Well, that don't make much. That don't make your children think too much. I don't believe. They see it just like you. You see he's all right. Well, he says you see like that. When I get to be all right, I'll be all right. And he don't come home at all. This week. And last week.
Well, that's nice. He don't cause them trouble.
No.
Don't any of Darcy's children cause trouble?
No, sir. Not yet.
So they don't have to mess around the jailhouse on account of that children?
No, sir, not yet.
It's the older ones that mess. It's
a oh, yeah.
Now, this boy over there, he can't quite keep straight.
Who that?
Elizabeth's boy, man.
Elizabeth's boy?
Yeah, her man.
Who? Brock?
Her husband.
That's Elizabeth's boy.
Her husband.
Oh, her husband. Nobody got never straightened him. He just, I bet you, if he ain't working right now, he got him a can of beer or a bottle of whiskey. He drinks heavy.
Oh.
Yep. I wonder. Even children, when he got one boy, that oldest boy, is just like him. He's just like him. I'm just wondering if he's going to be a drunkard like him.
No, not necessarily.
Well, he drinks his whiskey, but he don't bother nobody.
Bailey?
Bailey don't. Don't bother him.
The law, he don't bother the law?
No. He drinks. If he gets full, he go home, lay down. If it's close to dark, he come there and go to sleep.
To Darcy's?
Yes.
And Elizabeth knows that's what he does.
Yes. That's what he always been doing.
Yeah.
Before they married, that's what he done. And she married him, he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I told him she knew what she had.
Well, Miss Daisy, how does Doris and Elizabeth have to mess with the law?
Do what? With the law?
Uh-huh.
So how do they do?
Why do they have to fool with the law and the jail things, I mean?
Well, on account of the children. Now, Doris been there on account of her children. They do something, get in. She go trying to get them out of Aaron and Benjamin go. Been in there. Elizabeth been in there too.
Oh, well, just driving too fast?
Yeah. You know, Elizabeth had a wreck down here at Bowden. And they put her in down there. Reckless drive. And she had this record here between here and Gainesville. They put her in the hospital that time.
Yeah.
They didn't get her to the jail house.
Well, you just can't drive when you're drinking beer or anything.
No.
Seems like when you do that, Miss Daisy, you just don't seem to be
you
conscious.
You can't see. I tell them they can't see. They don't know where they're going.
And don't care.
When they're drunk. And don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just going on.
Yeah. Now, Bailey, he don't drive when he's drinking.
He drives when he's drinking. But the many times you see him, Mr. Miles, he ain't drinking. Already drinking and got more to drink if he ain't on his way at it.
And drive.
And drive. And I never heard of him driving reckless. I never heard of him being arrested for driving.
Oh.
They never took nothing away from it. His license and nothing for driving. I tell him sometime, I said, Bailey, you're the luckiest man I know. I say, you drink all the time and look like you're drunk and you're going where you want to go and stop when you get there. He says, I know how to do it. I say, I know it. You must stop. It don't cost you nothing.
That's unusual,
but he does it and been doing it for a while. When I say he'll make a mistake for somebody, and he did.
Yeah. But he don't just tap Jack.
Mm-mm.
Well, Elizabeth or Doris will go get him out of jail.
That's right. That's right. If they can.
Pay the fine.
Huh?
Pay the fine.
That's right. Or get somebody to pay.
They always find people now, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes.
You can't hardly go up and ask a policeman which way to go, but what he's going to give you a little fine.
That's the truth.
For not knowing.
Who, me? No, sir.
But you don't know what's going on.
No, sir. I don't care nothing about what's going on like that.
Well, they not like they used to be.
But the police.
Yeah.
You have business with them?
I've had some. And it costs me every time.
Well, I don't have no business with them.
Yes, I run off the ditch down there one day, and they come along and find me.
They come along and find?
Yes.
And he just ran off the road.
I ran off the road, got stuck on their own road down there, on the highway.
Yeah.
I run off on the wrong side. If I'd run off on the outside,
mm-hmm.
it'd been all right. But I run off on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against the law to run off on the inside. They wouldn't let me pull out myself. They had to call a wrecker to pull me out.
Oh, yeah. You had to pay for that.
Hurting mighty bad before I called the police. I remember Miss Liza down there. You know, the water was going down her little lane.
Mm-hmm.
And the road people was along there one day with the graders. And she got after me and she says, look at how that water's going down my lane. Them people could prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew better, but I stepped out there and was going to ask the man on the grader
mm-hmm.
what he could do about it. And you know what he done?
What?
He practically run over me.
Yeah.
I was standing there waiting for him to stop so I could ask him, and he didn't stop.
Huh.
He didn't even see me. He went right on. And I told Miss Liza, she had more influence with the highway people and the police than I did. But that's one thing, you see, about the black people. They think the white people can do things that white people can't do.
Uh-huh.
Why, you run me down. And all I'd go and do is ask them a question. Right there in front of Bessie's. Yes. And she was, I know she was sort of, what in the world, Mr. Miles, he can't even
get out of the road.
He can't even get the road man to talk to the road man. That's where it goes.
Well, the water runs right down in your yard.
Yes, ma'am. But I ain't got a problem.
Well, they don't.
He's done me in, and I know it. And they know what to do to the road. They know how to do it. So if they want to, they can cut that ditch deep enough so that water would go on
yeah.
or stop in that ditch
yeah.
and go on out.
Yeah.
And they know that better than I do. And I ain't gonna not just ask them nothing.
It wouldn't do any good.
No, it wouldn't do no good. Well, now, Bessie tell me, well, why don't you get them, tell them to clean that ditch out? I ain't gonna tell them nothing. Because I ain't no boss man.
Well, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Just all you do is just ups.
Go on like you're going, and like you've been going for years.
Yeah. You know, I passed duties yesterday down here where Miss Amy used to live. Duty. And it just occurred to me, I never see anybody down there anymore.
You don't ever see nobody there?
Mm-hmm. I used to see Amy and I see several people. Amy in particular. I used to stop there. Every day or two, I'd stop and stand there and speak a little bit. I don't see anybody anymore. If I do, I don't stop.
Well, I don't hardly ever go there. We didn't want to go around. I don't see nobody. Sometime I see a car out there, and sometime all the cars go.
Yeah. Now, does she work? Does she work?
Come on, Nudie?
Nudie, yes.
Mm-mm. She hasn't worked none since this Walker died.
Yeah.
You see, they have Evelyn there. And she's got two children. So she had the most of stuff for to take care of Evelyn.
I didn't know about that.
Hmm?
I didn't know about that.
You didn't? You didn't know? Just Walker had a woman there. She's blind. Oh.
Yes. But she hadn't got two children.
Hmm?
Is she the one that's got two children?
No, Francis got the children.
Yes.
Moody.
Yes.
Francis got the children.
Yes, and this old woman.
And this old
yeah.
woman.
Well, she's been there.
Been there a long time. But she's still there.
Oh, I see. Well, they probably, the welfare probably helps her, don't you think?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, this old lady, she gets a check. Well, in Miss Walker's lifetime, she took care of the check for the old lady. So now, Nudie takes care of the check. But I seen her some time ago, Evelyn, and she's got so thin.
Oh, has she?
Fell off and got so thin. As long as Amy lives, she was fat.
Yes.
Yes, sir, she stayed fat. But she ain't fat now. I really don't believe Nudie is nice to her as she should be.
Oh.
I just don't believe it. Something's making her fall off like that.
Well, now she can't do anything.
No. She can't do nothing.
And Nudie has to take care of her.
Has to take care of her.
The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72. 27th of January, 72. 27th of January, 72. The end of Channel 2 Right and a end of the continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72. Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72. The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 27th of January, 72.